Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Sprague.
Devers launches one out to right field. Eli White back and gone! Don't poke the bear.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
We do have a brand new team and brand new challenges. And what happened last year has nothing to do with the future. So building that, starting from scratch, getting the opportunity to head back to the kitchen, figure out what we're going to be able to throw in for our recipe and create a great meal is something we're super excited about.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Radio Network.
Hey! We've lost control. What is happening?
You want me to come in now? I know.
Output channel not configured. Yeah. Please set it up with Hotkeys widget settings.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Why don't you come on in?
Why don't you come swim on into our studio?
Last time you were told to come on in.
Come on in here, baby.
Yeah, bring your ass in here.
Can I play anything? You're not being able to. Can I? Oh, no, I can't do it either. I got the wrong setting, too. Hey, Swag, good morning.
Swag, you're in now. Why don't you tell the people what it's like to be in?
I'm going to configure your widget.
Oh, widget boy. Configure.
You never configure my widget. Oh, man. Why don't I get a widget that gets configured?
He's jealous you're configuring.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now. This is not fun. I want to be a part of the mix. Let me mingle in here. My mouse is over here. You got to come over here, buddy.
Now Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Look how close we are. This is great. I can smell the coffee on your
breath. I don't know how Falwell does this. Ooh. I can't just sit here and watch.
You want to jump in. You want to join the party.
I feel awkward.
It's a little lonely over there.
It is lonely.
How's the cream cheese taste on my breath right now? Does it taste good? It's jalapeno cream cheese.
Oh,
a little spicy.
He configured both. Our widgets.
Woo, buddy. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yep, I'm back. Okay, we're good.
What a man. Don't ever let anybody tell you 52 can't configure two widgets at the same time.
That was quick. That was speedy. You know what you're doing over there.
That's all I
you know what the ladies say about him. He's good with his hands.
Configured a widget or two in my time.
Just took a really erotic start to the program.
It's all right.
Welcome to
the
Thursday
sun isn't
morning.
Up yet. No kids are listening yet. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
If you thought that was fun, wait to get introduced to the Magic Hat.
Wait till we see where we go from here.
You know, unfortunately, I actually have a pretty interesting story in the Magic Hat today.
Oh, is it all fun and positive? Do we have any negative stories in the Magic Hat today? Is there a mea culpa in the Magic Hat today about something that happened yesterday on a baseball field?
Oh. What do you mean?
I don't know. What could it be? I heard the open. I don't know if he heard the I heard the open. I know what was played in the open.
I don't think we need to talk about things that happened yesterday. No, okay, we talk about things today.
I think somebody heard your Desmond Bain take and said, Desmond Bain this, bitch. Here's two home runs for you. How's that trade working out for you?
Lost the trade.
2 weeks in.
Aren't you so cool? You're so cool.
We needed that. Look, your season's over, okay? You're playing for nothing. If anything, we're helping you. Draft position, you know, you got nothing to go for here. We got swept by Toronto coming out of the break.
Pushing into the seller's market.
That's right.
Prospects.
We're trying to help you out here. This is a win-win scenario for us. You're making trades. We could lose that series. You guys are terrible.
Swag got a hair in my eye being as close as he was configuring my widget.
A little whisker got stuck in your eyeball there.
Depressing quote from Spencer Strider, the Braves starting pitcher yesterday, who wasn't great. He basically acknowledged how embarrassing it was that they've been playing. And he said, yeah, I wouldn't lie. Internally in this locker room, we've kind of acknowledged that if this doesn't turn around soon, some of our friends won't be here.
Yeah, you're heading in that direction. That's got to be one of the hardest things to do in all of sports because the season is so long and you play every day. The care level staying high throughout the course of a bad baseball season, by the time you get to this point of the year,
I got a hair from Swag.
One in your mouth, too.
Man,
no, that's not good.
Man, when you configure those widgets, you get weird.
You floss with it, though. You get a little food out of your teeth if you need to.
You get all of me.
God, I don't need that visual this morning. What are we doing here?
God,
trying to feel good, talking about my Giants. Now I'm getting sidetracked, thinking about Swag. And his whiskers and his hair. And his...
I don't eat the wiener.
Come on, man. His long balls over there. Get out of here, dude.
It's gray and just, Swag comes in.
I'm going to get to do that Friday night at the Hops. We're doing Christmas in July Friday.
Oh, God.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Bring gas.
That is tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's my wedding anniversary. We got married on Christmas
really
in
tomorrow?
July.
There you go.
It's our five-year anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys something real dumb. But this first segment's already been pretty dumb.
We're all over the map today.
When you said, we're going to have Christmas in July tomorrow at the park, I just thought, like a midway point or just a jokey little fun celebration. And then you added on to it, we got married on Christmas in July. And I'm like, the hell are they talking about?
7/25.
I just pieced together tomorrow's 25th.
7/25.
Sorry, I had it marked on my calendar as Happy Gilmore 2 Day.
Yeah, it is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Happy Gilmore 2 Day.
That'll be your Christmas in July gift.
You can watch that on Friday night.
Touche.
When you get home, weekends or week's done, you're going into the weekend, watch Happy Gilmore 2 tomorrow.
Do you need a Christmas sweater?
I think... No, because it's going to be 85 degrees.
Well, you're in the PA area. Is it AC?
It's a night game. It cools off a little bit in the evening. By the time you get to the later innings, maybe cut the sleeves off of an old one. Go sleeveless.
I'm sure I have
Santa Claus sweater.
Constitute Christmas worthy.
Do you need
sweater.
A hat?
Hat I need.
Yeah, where's Santa?
I'll
hat?
Bring a hat in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Text
Santa
me. Remind
be,
me. But I have like two Santa hats.
Okay.
Santa hat and a beard. Are they wearing special Christmas and July jerseys?
I don't know.
They should. If they were
I
smart.
I don't get those memos.
You can sell those
I'm
like hotcakes. I'm
that
sure.
Loop.
Do you do any like Hispanic, Latin nights at Hillsboro Hops games?
Yeah, we have the Sonia Torres nights.
When is that?
I'll have to see when the next one is.
Okay. I have a luchador mask that would be awesome if you wore it
The last
PA.
One, the last one
Well,
we
you
did,
laugh. I have a really
was,
awesome luchador.
That I know that you theme. Have the mask. I've seen
it
the mask
It was a luchadores,
dude.
The last one.
You gotta put one on in the booth. What are we doing?
You gotta tell me about these things, because I have underrated costumes.
All right.
When you're into Halloween, you got a lot of stuff laying around in trunks, and you're just like, I got this.
Yes.
You need it? I got it. It's here.
Absolutely.
We get dressed up every year for Halloween, and you're not gonna throw that stuff away. You
well,
hold on
Saturday,
to it.
Actually, Saturday...
We'll... I didn't say Halloween.
That's okay.
Oh.
He doesn't need to dress up.
You ever seen Mike Myers in a luchador get it on?
2 inches is a lot, buddy.
Be lucky.
Saturday's my favorite one, though, for First Responders Day, so law enforcement, firefighters, but...
Thank you for your service. I mean...
No, because the introductions for the players, they are joined by... They have canine officers out there, so we have the police dogs.
Oh, we celebrate the police dogs.
Yes.
I have a hard time not petting the police dogs. They tell you you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah,
but when you see them,
do
you pet them?
I mean, I want to. They're good boys.
I don't feel...
Good boy. Come here. I want to rub the head. Come on. Mm. Get your head out of a gutter. I don't know what this has been. You would pat him on the head.
Once I was configuring widgets, we got sideways.
Dude, yeah. It's the way the rest of the segment's
when you had to
be,
come over here and be within 2 inches of my face configuring my widget, it was over.
Breathing
was
in his coffee breath. That's close. We'll That's as intimate as we've ever been.
We'll get it back.
Why would you want to listen to Pink Pony Club when you could listen to
this?
Configuring widgets.
Whatever this is. I want to pet the dog, man. I always want to pet the dogs when I see
him. I'm not allowed to. Like, they
well, you're not supposed to.
You
don't actually. No, you don't do it. But when I see him, I just think, that's a good boy. It's a good boy or a good girl.
So we got our dog. We got a rescue dog. Mm-hmm. And we got him a few years ago. Basically, a dog that was escaping a yard constantly. And my sister-in-law found him. Anyways, we had just lost our dog. We had put her down after a long time. That was a hard moment for us. We were not trying to have a dog in any way. And then this dog, this stupid horse of a dog, just comes trotting into our lives. And, you know, we're not going to let this dog go to the pound. We love dogs. So we adopt this dog. This dog is an idiot. I mean, certifiably dumb.
Yeah.
But also a little aggressive and protective. So, like, a little dog would walk by and he'd be totally normal. And then you just grab it by the back of the neck and ragdoll.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So in trying to protect him and not having to be forced to put him down, we paid for, like, dog training. And it was way out, like, in the Newburgh kind of area. They train police dogs out there.
Ah.
And these people who train your dog, they have basically a police dog as their pet. It's unbelievable.
I imagine that's the best dog you could have.
Dirt, I know we have some differences.
Knows everything, smart.
If you saw the way these dogs behaved,
yeah, well-mannered.
I was blown away.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
They had a piece of raw steak. They just threw it right at its mouth, like right in front of it. Didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
And they just made it sit there with it right in front of it for like 30 minutes. And then at the very end, she goes, break, bam, knew when to grab it.
God, that's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't that be cool to be able to do with your dog? I've tried a couple of training things over the years with my dog, but if you're not consistent with it, you lose it immediately. Like, I have a cousin who's super into this, and he trains, like, herding dogs, like cattle ranch dogs. And
I have
kind of
one. Yeah, he is kind
and
of one
like,
of these.
Dude,
yeah.
He's unbelievable. He came down for a day, spent one day with our dog, and for, like, a week, our dog was perfect, and, like, that's all it took was one day.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was doing, what kind of magic snaps he was doing. It was like, this is great. But then, of course, my dumbass didn't continue it, and you don't continue doing the training and the things that he told us to do.
Oh, yeah.
And like 3 weeks later, he's back to normal. And he's pulling on the leash and all the little things that he was taught just went right out the window.
Well, like, I know some people don't believe in training dogs fully the way that others do, but like, my dog is, he benefited greatly from this experience. We keep him on with a leash and his collar because if he's going to act out, you're supposed to like kind of yank back like, hey.
You got to be able to have some power and some control.
Little warning system. And I went glamping this past weekend and one of my cousins has a dog and it's like a husky dog. But it's really energetic and it barks and it yaps and it yanks. And so we try to keep our dog away from this dog because I don't want a dog fight on my hands.
Right.
And he just jokingly looks at me. He's like, you still got your leash on the dog every day?
Still doing that, huh?
And I didn't say it, but I'm like, yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe this is a you problem,
your
too.
Your dog's insane.
Maybe both of us should have leashes on our dogs. Maybe you're part of the problem as well.
He looks like he's playing tug-of-war at all times with his dog. It's like a rope leash, and the dog's yanking. He's just, hey,
get over here!
Come back!
Back muscles are going to be strong on that guy. He has a lot of pulling and yanking. God, don't pull that either.
You know what? We tried.
We gave it an effort.
It was an opening segment.
It was here.
I don't
here.
Know what it was.
It's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, it was.
Can you, on the chapters, you name the chapters, don't you?
I do.
Swag configures their widgets.
It was going to be something. Of,
it yeah. has to be something yeah. like that.
It has
that.
To be the name yeah. of the chapter.
And I don't know if people like see that and go, oh, what does that mean? Or if it's like, I'm going past
I'm going to go ahead and scroll to the next chapter. What's chapter two going to be? Well, stick around and find out. It could be a fun thing that we do now on the new 105.1 FM, the fan days.
Yes.
Is at the
you,
end of-
you are in the doghouse, by the way.
I know. I dropped
no pun intended.
Well, look, I'm just trying to shout out our AM bros who are still there. People yeah. are still listening on the AM signal. We're still,
are
on,
they?
We're still on 1080 are the fan. They? They're out there, dude. The old timers are out there. There, okay.
Once you get that programmed in,
I know the sound is completely different.
Well, he is. So I listened all day yesterday.
Change is hard.
I've been trying to listen like every second for this week because it's the FM yes. switch. I want to see if there's any technical stuff. I listened all day yesterday after our show. He is the only one so far in FM history on yeah. the fan
to say 1080 the fan on the tack out.
Just shouting them both out, baby.
Twice.
I like to keep everybody happy here, all right? Maybe I'll do the Odyssey app today. You never know. I think at the end of every segment, we should have listeners text in, what should the name of the chapter be?
Ooh, that's not
What's
bad.
What's the name of that chapter? Name that chapter. Because it's every chapter. Segment, right? Every segment has
every
a name,
segment,
essentially.
Yes.
Every segment has to be individually spliced up, and so yeah. Name that chapter.
And I have limited characters. I have like
oh, do
75
you?
Characters.
Oh, that kind of blows.
Well, 75, I mean, you could name it. And yeah, that's you don't want to get too long
Configuring
there.
Widgets, opening segment, there chapter one. There
off,
you go.
Off to a great start.
We are off to a interesting start, to say the least. We've got Ryan Abraham live from Big Ten Media Day at 8:15. That'll be the daily ticker. We'll go to Vegas for it. He covers USC football. I think they're the most interesting just in the what is year four with Lincoln Riley. We can also talk general conference football with him because, well, he's a football sickle like us. So he may be on the YouTube or he might be on the phone. Either way, Ryan Abraham covering USC football going to join us at 8:15. We got landing audio to get to, the introduction of the Magic Hat to the FM crowd. I think the ladies are going to like the Magic Hat today.
The Magic Hat's got something for everybody.
I got some stuff right up like pop culture, trendy, you know, things happening in society in the Magic Hat today.
Love it. I can't wait.
So we'll get to that at 6:30. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you on this Thursday. Let's get going next on 105.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Indeed it is. The introduction to the Magic Hat, for people that are just making the switch over to 105.1 FM or hanging with us since we made the switch. We do appreciate you. We appreciate all the support. I have to issue a public apology to a local noted newsman.
Yeah, you do.
Not name Isaac Robinson.
No, not that newsman.
Like there a real, actual...
An actual newsman.
Yeah.
A real newsman who
right.
reads the news.
Yeah, Ryan Gazaway does the news broadcast on K2, and he was one of the... So, here's what happened.
Okay. Full story.
We had B-roll camera in here day one. Dirt's doing an interview. I'm creepily in the background, like having fun with it. It gets played. Dirt's wife records it. That's how I see it. Sends it to me. I repost it because why not? Share the love, right?
I had yesterday on the show basically said that I thought it lacked the enthusiasm needed.
Yes, you wanted more energy in the announcement that 1080 was now on 105.1 FM, the Fan.
Well, being the douchebag that I could be sometimes,
sure.
You know, you got to match my enthusiasm. Otherwise, yes. I don't think you're excited about
this
it.
This is a very big deal. Why are you not more excited about it?
And what happened was, I think I saw multiple broadcasts cite that we had made the switch.
Yeah.
And I confused his with a different one.
Mm.
So I was kind of giving K2 a negative, like, wait, man.
It was guilt by association because somebody didn't read it with enough enthusiasm.
So I apologized to Wright publicly, and I did it privately. And I found out he's a Georgia Bulldog fan, so we're going to have to get him on next week.
Ooh.
Because it's about to slow way down in
sports.
Yes,
it is. Talk some Georgia football.
Let's talk some SEC college football. He's a big college football guy. He's in Portland now, so might as well get him on the horn.
One of those good reminders that you get from time to time in this industry of you just never know who's listening. You just never know. Sometimes you say things and then you realize quickly, oh, I didn't know that you were listening to the show.
Yeah, I was talking to the brand man, and Dirks comes up and goes, dude, that news anchor you talked about just tweeted us. And I'm like, ah, no.
Yeah, people listen, man.
That's what Dusty said. It's like, you know people listen.
And you know,
like,
we're on the FM now. It's kind of a big deal. The reach is even wider than it used to be.
When you're in a studio.
Yeah, you forget.
Having a 52-year-old configure widgets with you.
You totally forget.
You kind of forget from time to time.
Sometimes you're in your own little bubble, sniffing your own farts, thinking, it's just three of us. We're just having fun. There's nobody out there right now.
Sports story that not going to be in the magic hat, but I wanted to get to today, and you know, I don't know what you had planned. I know we got NFL Nuggies.
NFL Nuggies. Camp Notes.
Yeah, Camp Notes. I do have one NFL story I'd love to talk to you about. I saw a story yesterday that said Bo Nix, a nice phone call with Drew Brees. He's been picking Drew Brees' brain. Drew Brees obviously played many of his years in the NFL with Sean Payton.
Yes, he did.
And had a great rookie start, certainly better than I expected. Broncos made the playoffs as the seventh seed. They lost at Buffalo, but, you know, they got off to a bang with that touchdown to start the game. Like, oh, my God. And they didn't really do much else after that, but they're going into a pretty big year, too. They added some dudes on defense. I just thought it was an interesting read. Even if I give an opinion on a player, it doesn't mean I'm rooting against the player. Sometimes I do, because I want my opinion to be right.
Sure.
But with Bo Nix, I mean, it's just such a good redemption story, what he did at Oregon from Auburn, how nobody, including Duck fan, wanted him, and then he became a Heisman finalist.
Yeah.
Have a nice rookie debut with Denver. Now, I still think I'd love to see them take a step offensively. I think their defense is going to be good. If Hufanga can stay healthy, Dre Greenlaw's already hurt. Like, if their additions plus their DPOY can be good, that defense I'm not worried about. It's the offense take next step, and that includes Bo Nix, who picking Drew Brees' mind about, hey, man, what did you do? How did you grow? Like, all of these, you know, guy reaching out for a mentor type of things.
It's interesting because the comps were largely, can Bo Nix, can he play at the same level that Drew Brees played at when he was in Sean Payton's system? That's what everybody said when he was drafted. And he's a guy who was very similar in stature. I think Nix is probably a little bit bigger, but he's not the tallest quarterback in the world. And he was known for being smart with the football, getting rid of it quickly, executing the offense at a high level, not making mistakes. And that's kind of who Bo Nix ended up being. Like, he had some high turnover games early in his season, which every rookie quarterback in the NFL is going to. I remember when they opened in Seattle, I believe, in week 1 last year, and he threw a couple of really bad picks. And you're like, uh-oh, is this the bad Bo Nix showing up? But he did a great job of settling down as the year went on and ended up having a terrific rookie season that I would say exceeded everybody's expectations. Even the most diehard Bronco fan probably thought, yeah, he's good, but he's going to go through a rough rookie year, as most guys do. And he was outstanding for the majority of the year. You love to hear this kind of stuff in the offseason, man. Like, get every little piece of information that you can, especially in this scenario, from somebody who played the same position, obviously, and then played for the same head coach. And I think a lot of the principles of Sean Payton's offense are exactly what they were when Drew Brees was there. And so to get every little nugget of information you can out of somebody who did it at such a high level for so long is a really smart move on Bo Nix's part. They have had an offseason where a lot of people have looked at them and said they've improved the roster. They've had a great offseason, love the draft, love the free agency. Like, they're getting touted as a team who has, quote-unquote, won the offseason.
They took Harvey, right, in the first round?
They did.
RJ Harvey.
And now it's about, can you translate that into year 2? I think the toughest challenge that they have isn't even necessarily anything internal.
know, I think the toughest challenge that Denver faces is just simply that that division is a gauntlet, man.
Oh, I know.
Like, you're dealing with Kansas City twice a year. Good
Pete
luck.
Pete Carroll's back.
Pete Carroll is now back, yep. So I think the Raiders will be a step up. Now, are they a playoff team? I don't know. Are they a contender? I don't know. But I think the Raiders will be better than they've been in the last couple of years. And then the Chargers, I think, are going to show you every year with Jim Harbaugh that they're going to be in the mix. Will they win a title? I don't know. Do they have enough weapons? Probably not. But they're going to be a good team that's hard to beat twice a year. And so that division, you can make an argument, one of the toughest, if not the toughest, in football. And that's a challenge that Knicks is going to have to face for the foreseeable future because those guys aren't going anywhere.
I was watching a video, a preview of Denver and Bo Nix, and one of them basically said, like, he's good, but is there real growth? You know, like, his growth? What's the growth? What's the ceiling of him? By the way, it was Barron that they took in the first round from Texas, the DB, and then it was R.J. Harvey.
Yeah.
But I thought this was interesting. It's not that he can't get better. I think you can master things mentally. We know he's got the arm. He has the athleticism to extend plays or pick up yards with his leg. Like, how much more do you think he can grow given his age? I think that's the thing with him and, like, a Penix is it really going to get a whole lot better outside of the mental aspect of it? And I thought that was an interesting point of... Actually, I don't know, but if you get to the mental part of it and you grow, yeah, you already have kind of the physical tools. So it's a tough thing to gauge of he's going to pick up on some of this stuff. He's learning, but I don't know how much better he's going to get because of that age.
Yeah, I don't have the same fear about the age. Like, he might be.
It's not a fear. It's just like when you take these young, like Drake May, right? He's what, 20 years old?
Yeah, much younger than Bo Nix.
He had some ups. I thought he had some like, okay, he looked like a rookie, right? There's the idea of how much better he's going to get over his career, where it's like with Knicks, because of that age difference, is it going to change a whole lot?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of room for him to improve as only a 25-year-old. That I just, I don't, I, it was interesting because this was a debate we had when those guys came out. And Drake May, I thought, had a fine rookie year. Yeah. I also thought he struggled, and I don't know if coaching was a part of it, weapons were a part of it. Like, I think Bo went to a better spot and a better situation in Denver than Drake May did in New England. But it was funny that that was kind of the debate going in of like, yeah, Drake May has a lot of raw talent, and you could see where the ceiling might end up being. But he also doesn't have the same sample size in college as a Bo Nix does. And Bo Nix came in more ready, I thought, on day one as an NFL player and had a higher floor than Drake May did because of everything that he went through in college and all the experiences that he had. I see Bo Nix getting better in marginal areas this year if he does have a step in the right direction. Remember, we do have quarterbacks in the NFL that go through sophomore slumps. There's 17 games of film out there on you. NFL defenses know your tendencies. They know where you like to go with the football. They're going to try and take certain things away from you this year. But the things that I would circle for Bo Nix in year two would be, one, cutting down on interceptions, which I thought he did a better job of as the season went on. But can you cut that number from 12 down to 9, 8? Can you be a single-digit guy? Because I don't ever view you being a top five quarterback in the NFL. So those little margins are what helps and what makes a Denver team and a Bo Nix stand out. And then the completion percentage. 66% is fine for a rookie quarterback, but can that tick a little bit higher up? That's what made Drew Brees so special. And we make fun of the check down Charlie stuff to cook up your completion percentage numbers, but it also executes the offense at a high level when you're taking 4 yards here, 5 yards here, 3 yards here. And when you're moving the chains, nobody's complaining about it. And so if that can tick up a little bit, and the interceptions can tick down a little bit, I think that's a great step in the right direction. I don't view Bo Nix as a guy, maybe it's because of his age, maybe it's just because we've seen him play a ton of football. Like, I don't ever view him turning into one of those Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson MVP kind of guys. But you don't have to be to win in the NFL. That's the beauty of that position. Can you be good? Can you be in that net? Can you be a Baker Mayfield? Can you be a guy that you look at, you're like, yeah, he might be a top 10 quarterback. He's in the back end of that. I think he legitimately can get there. And this will be a fun year to watch him play again.
The introduction to the Magic Hat for the new audience. Some of you P1s out there, you already know what it is. So we got Magic Hat coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 FM, The Fan and The Fan Radio Network. Also, the Odyssey app and YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan. We'll get to the Dan Lanning audio.
Dan Lanning at Big Ten Media Days.
He got to the playoff last year, and he's like, now you see me. 41-0 at halftime. Now you don't.
I don't think it was 40. Was it 41-0?
Nah, I was just trying to piss you off.
People forget. I think it was 34-8, I think was the score.
Internally, we call that trying to pull a Danny Meringue. Trying to upset you.
Oh, I love it. People lashing out because they're upset their football program's irrelevant. You wish you could be us.
That's a nice response.
Why don't you win a Big Ten road game, and then we'll talk. Then we can debate college football.
How about you don't lose to Maryland?
Yeah, let's
start there.
Let's beat
we'll
Rutgers.
Work our way up.
Let's beat Rutgers, and then we'll, then we'll go there.
Magic Hat, pretty straightforward. They're the life gods and the sports gods have come together, and they've combined topics. We don't even get to choose these. And they just somehow land in Swag's hat. It's the weirdest thing.
Somehow it happens every day or every Thursday
morning.
He's the widget king. He takes that hat off, and there we go. We got topics. So Swag will pull from the old Magic Hat, and whatever he throws at us, we have to really try. I have to figure out what it is, and then we talk about it.
This is in all caps, so adjust your...
Oh, you got to yell it.
Do I need to deliver
it? If it's all caps, you have to read
it
in
caps.
Well,
I think you got to... I think when the Magic Hat provides you something, you got to try to read it.
I want your headphones to...
Lean back a little bit from the
ready?
Mic. Lean back a little bit.
More!
Actually, you read that perfectly. Do you see the gas tax increase we're going to get hit with?
We got more gas tax coming?
6 cents, baby.
Are you kidding me?
Well, pay for transportation.
It was proposed at 12.
What?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
No toll Tina as she's been.
You EV soy bros over there just laughing it up.
Oh, no. There was something in that bill. There was a proposed mileage tax for EV users in one of those bill proposals.
What does that mean? Like the amount of miles you drive, you got
to
pay a tax?
Somehow we're going to have to document the miles driven.
Because we're also on the road. And
Yeah, you got to pay for roads too.
I'm when not the only start, one driving
when
on
they
these
start
things?
Licensing bicycles in the city of Portland and elsewhere, yeah, where they've got 2/3 of the damn lanes in downtown.
Thank you. Can you talk to me about that?
Look, let me add to this. If you're going to get to that point, I mean, you're already there. You're making us pay permits for floaties in rivers.
Wait, what? We got to pay permits for floaties?
Did you not see this?
No, I'm unplugged from the local news right now, I guess.
I think they backed off the inner tubes.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think your kayak, canoe, paddleboard.
If you want to go float on a river with a paddleboard.
With a paddleboard.
You have to buy a permit now.
What is that? I can't go on a lake or a river without a permit?
Well, if you get stopped by the river patrol, you're getting a citation.
So what are the chances? What are they, just driving around stopping people? Are they pulling you over, saying, let me see your identification?
Patrol,
I'm calling nonsense on this, dude. We do this from time to time. There's these little little classes at the park that happen in my neighborhood for kids. It's a get-together. They're 30 minutes long, okay? 30 minutes long, mind you. You know how much they cost for 30 minutes?
Probably $75.
It's $12 for 30 minutes. And my kid doesn't even do 90% of the stuff in the class because he's 18 months old.
Yeah.
I found out if you show up 1 minute in, you just walk up, you don't have to pay.
Oh, there you go.
And I started doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and take my paddleboard out, and I dare you to pull me over.
Also, what do they do when they ask for your ID and you're on the river? And you're
It's in my bag and on the dock.
I once got stopped on a Max when I was 14. I don't know. I'm guessing somewhere in that age range. And I got stopped because once in a while we would hop on at the Gateway Max stop and we would just take it into downtown or Lloyd Center or wherever we're going. I didn't pay. And so I got stopped by an actual Max cop.
Hey, where's your Max ticket?
Basically, he's like, let me see your ticket. And I was like, I don't have one. And he goes, all right. And he starts writing I don't even know if it was a full citation or what, a warning, whatever
it
was.
Like a parking ticket.
I'm just going to walk away.
Well, I'm a teenager. Yeah. He's like, well, you're going to have to get off at the next stop. And he goes, what's your name? And I gave him the name of a classmate.
They got no way to figure that out. This is my whole dog off the leash at the park thing. You're not catching me. You can find every way you can to shove another tax down my throat, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not buying a permit for my paddleboard.
Just get really smart
people. Let's fix the potholes, okay? Don't tell me we need more money to fix the potholes. We already pay more taxes than anybody.
It's weird being pro tax, but being pro tax of can we actually use the money efficiently
for good things?
And then you get taxed and you go, what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not doing the efficiency stuff.
Right. So where's this more money going to? Is that pothole I drive over every day?
It's the transportation windfall that they're trying to recover from. They don't want to make all these layoffs happen.
Yeah.
So now we
got to foot the bill. Lovely.
Got to foot the bill. And they're planning, they got to replace a lot of the bridges, and that is spendy.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Go woke, go broke, baby.
Let's build baseball arena first. Can we handle the important issues, and then we'll get to the bridges?
Come on.
Barry Maguire.
Oh, dude, Barry Maguire. I'm just going to play this cut, and I'll explain more on the back end.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron, because this Cavs Bron had a three.
Man, crazy.
Miami Heat Bron was, ever seen.
He was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids, for real. legit was on steroids, bro. Allegedly. But, he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him,
Plus sports allegations.
Y'all remember that, though?
No.
But they was he got everybody, they started testing for HGH. And they was yo. And he had to sit out. He said his back was hurt. And he sat out for, 3 weeks. And he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league. I remember. And he came back in. He was crazy, though.
Now, that might have been the best Bron.
That's Jeff Teague on the 520 podcast being asked which LeBron was the best. He's in Miami. Because he was on roids.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well-placed allegedly.
The funny thing about this is Jeff Teague is kind of a goofball. He's a former NBA player that likes to just tell stories and memories, and he does a really good job at it.
Yes.
He says, for real, two different variations of it. This blew up yesterday, and he had to post, I was just kidding, y'all. He was just on a different level. Chill. And I don't know if that is
That's a cease and desist letter that came in the mail.
I would post something now to stop this.
I would
or he really it. Was just joking, even though on that clip he says, for real, two different times.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I had somebody tag me and go, you got to talk about this, because they know I like LeBron.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
This is why he's not my GOAT, dude. Jordan didn't take HGH. You're a GOAT. Get out of here. Look at you guys supporting a cheater.
Release the files.
Release the files. I want to see him. Where's the trainer at right now?
I mean, look, if all seriousness, if you told me athletes that are playing longer, some of the big name ones that one just retired and is now broadcasting and one's still playing, like if you told me they were taking some substance to give them an ability to be out there, I'm not going to go, what? What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. A lot of, I'm not even going to, I don't want to name people because like, there's lawsuits flying around in this industry now.
Yes.
RIP to one player that people were like, he went to Germany and now he's good?
All of a sudden, things have healed.
Like, and I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter at all to me.
Now, look, if it came out and it was like, yo, he made Mark McGwire look like a...
His entire
a non-roid user.
The number of needles in that butt, you wouldn't even begin to imagine how many there were.
If that was ever verified, yeah, that'd be a different conversation, and it'd be the news for like 2 weeks.
It probably would be the news for 2 weeks, and I know that and LeBron would be different in this case, but I don't know if there's any player in the history of the league that could test positive for HGH or steroids, and it would change my opinion on them. It's one of those weird things. Like baseball, we immediately do it.
I wouldn't know
like,
how to quantify steroid use like, in basketball. So
remember
by the
Rashard
way.
Lewis? Remember when he tested positive and was suspended for like half of a season? It's like, okay. I'm sure a lot of them do it. I got into this
only
debate.
Averaged 20 points. You're on roids.
Right. It should have been better. Your hand-eye coordination wasn't as good. I got into this debate with somebody on baseball. I can't remember who it was recently about somebody being or not being on steroids and them saying, well, you know he's not on steroids. Look at him. And I'm like, we're still doing that?
Yeah, Ryan Braun.
Fernando Tatis just got popped for a PED suspension like 2 years ago. Does he look like he's on steroids?
Who was the skinny cat for the Marlins?
D. Gordon. He was on the Mariners when he got popped. I believe he was in Seattle when it happened. Like, so are we still doing that you have to be a Hulk Hogan look-alike to test positive for steroids? That's not the thing anymore. Basketball players taking this stuff, I genuinely don't care. I hope they all take
HGH. Athletes should be allowed to take HGH.
If it helps you recover and it helps you stay healthy and it helps you play till you're 41, I have no issues with it whatsoever.
All right, more Magic Hat on the other side next on The Fan.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's Magic.
Only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on The Fan. More Magic Hat. What is the hat providing? We'll get to the Ducks, by the way, top of the hour. Media day.
What are you doing, Arkansas?
Oh, dude.
What's going on with Arkansas?
Well, they're having to come out and publicly say, this is not okay. We are not fine with this. There is a small community.
Uh-oh.
It's about 160 acres, and it's called Return to the Land.
Okay.
It's an all-white community.
Oh, they're going all whites only, huh?
Yeah. And they're trying to expand into Missouri, and Missouri's like, no.
What do we do with that? Yeah.
They did an interview, and they basically like, no, we're not racist.
At all. That's not what you think.
Why Arkansas?
I would say because it's Arkansas. In fact, I'm surprised that this didn't spawn in Mississippi, that this was Arkansas.
I was
going to
ask, what state would you have picked?
Mississippi would be the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Probably Mississippi. I just think of them as the most backwards. I think they're the least educated state in the union.
They're certainly in that
conversation. They're Idaho.
Idaho's a good, that's a good poll right there.
You mean
there.
Greater Oregon?
Yeah. The Oregon Territory, if you will. Yeah, up in the northern parts of Idaho. Nobody really know what's going on up there.
I drove to Bend.
Stay away from it.
During spring break, and I passed like one of these huge ranch farms, you know, and laced just down the fence line was the Greater Idaho or Greater Oregon, whatever the hell it was called, that movement. And I'm like, then just move.
Just move to Idaho.
Get out of here.
Go ahead and just, it's right over there. You just kind of hop over
cattle,
the border.
Get the hell out of here.
Take them over.
Over there. Yeah.
So they bought 160 acres. Are they like building, how are they making like a community?
Yeah, no, it's like a community.
So it's like it's like houses and a store and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, I don't know about a store.
Okay, they're saying whites only.
And now they're trying to go to Springfield, Arkansas.
It's not the, or Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri. What did I say? Arkansas?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They're Missouri. Already in Arkansas. Trying to go to Springfield, Missouri. They're in Arkansas.
I mean, you got to expand, right? I mean, you can't just stay in one state with
it's
your.
The modern version of the Raj.
Dude, how bland is that chicken?
Yeah.
How unseasoned is their food?
Very unseasoned.
Oh, my God.
Bland and unseasoned food.
No salt on your eggs, your chicken. Good luck. Have fun.
All right. You ready for more?
Losers.
PG going rated R.
Yeah, underrated topic we haven't even got to. We can talk about the team, too, because it kind of can tie into both. Paul George just randomly was announced he had knee surgery.
Oops.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
I actually thought it flew right under the radar of Summer League.
I think they're irrelevant because of the year that they had a little bit last year, that maybe that's out of sight, out of mind. Maybe a year ago would have been a bigger story.
But let me ask you this, right? Yeah. A lot of attention to Giannis and Milwaukee and how things are shaking out in the East with these injuries. I love Joel Embiid. I think he's a great character. I think he's a great player. He's more than deserving of having an MVP. Like, if you're ever going to live up to being a dude, even if you don't have Paul George as your running mate, like, is this not the season? Maxey's another year experienced.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Who'd they get in the draft again? You remind me off the top of your head.
Edgecombe,
that's
I think
right.
They got BJ Edgecombe. Because
they lucked their way into a top five pick.
Yeah. And look, he's a rookie, but he's hyper-athletic. Like, if there's ever a year for you and Maxey to break through,
now's the year to do it.
This is the year in that conference to do it. And, you know, Paul George has been nothing but a disaster of a signing.
It's been terrible. He played 41 games last year. He averaged 16 points per game.
It's something to kind of keep an eye on of, like, what is Philly going to be this year? Because the East is pretty open.
The East is wide open, man. There are so many injuries up and down it, and it's one of the reasons that we've looked at some of these random teams who have made moves in the offseason of like, man, could they actually make noise in the East? And if I would have told you a year ago that Indiana was going to win the conference, I would, you know, people would have laughed. I would have never saw that coming. So maybe that's Philly this year. I just, with the knee surgery to George, the unquestionable health of Joel Embiid, who played 19 games last year, Maxey played 52, like, good luck, man. Like, it's just, you're so unreliable from a health standpoint. I supported the trade at the time, and that age terribly. I just said, you got Embiid at the end of his run. You might as well try one more thing before you blow it all up. This seems like it's heading in that direction, that's going to be a Maxey and Edgecombe build around, and you're trading Embiid the first chance you get.
We have 1 minute to squeeze one in here. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. How about the recent trend going on right now? Largely in the female community. So any female listeners out there, help us with this, because this is the trendy skincare routine.
Is it?
How about you want to get rid of those wrinkles? You know, I get commented all the time, you got a lot of wrinkles. I'm like, thanks. Great thing to say to somebody.
Appreciate that.
Hey, you know, you got crow's feet on your face.
Thanks.
My niece told me the other day, you know, your teeth are yellow. Thank you.
Yeah. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
The brutal honesty from children, man. You just can't match it.
The worst was my daughter said goodnight the other day, and she leans over and goes, Mom thinks your breath stinks. And my wife just turned around,
walked out of the room.
How about this? If you need skincare, the new routine, the go-to move.
What are we doing?
How about a little salmon sperm on that face?
Whoa.
Whoa.
How do they capture that?
I don't know.
They configure their widgets?
I think there's a lot of configuring widgets in that tank.
I mean, can anybody that's like has an actual brain answer that question?
We need a fish and wildlife.
We need a guy to come on to talk about how you capture that.
If I gave you
a cream. I've seen him do it to a horse. I've seen that before.
If I gave you a cream, though, and I said, why don't you rub this on it to help make your skin look nice and glowy and smooth and help with the wrinkles, and I told you there was salmon sperm in it, are you in or are you out?
Is it working? Like, it actually works?
Like, the celebrities are doing this.
Clears up my face. It's looking good.
And it's caught on. There's, like, clinics. I Googled it. There's clinics around here that are like, you want salmon sperm?
We got it, too.
All over.
I'm all about it, dude. Go ahead.
You
rub
do it?
I'll rub it all over my face. Why not?
Just feels weird.
I mean, I'm not quite there yet, I don't think, with the wrinkles, but if I was, like, feeling at that point of life, I wouldn't have any issue with it.
Picked blackberries once, and my daughter goes, Dad, like, how do we know? When did we find out blackberries were okay to eat? And I go, I don't know, man. Somebody out there just said, I'm going to eat this.
I'm going to take a flyer.
Who was the person with a fish that said, let me rub this on my face?
Also, how did they get it?
Oh, my God. The wrinkles are cut down.
The first one to find out how you got it. I want to know, how did you accomplish that?
Based on South Park, I'd say Kanye West. Fish sticks, dude. Fish sticks. There you go. There's the magic hat. Good luck to everybody with your skincare routines. Loaded second hour. Dan Lanning, live at Big Ten Media Day yesterday. Talk about that. James Franklin talking about the expectations heaped on Penn State. And Jed Fish stepping into the scheduling conflict that is college football. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.